Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today is the voice of Paige on Playhouse Disney on the Disney Channel. She was the voice of Bubbles on the Powerpuff Girls, and she's currently the voice of Timmy Turner on the Fairly Odd Parents on Nickelodeon, to name a few, actually. Please welcome Tara Strong.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. One thing quickly before we start, your character Paige has a feature called The Word of the Day. We had a radio personality here in New York named Dan Ingram, and one of the things he did on his show was The Word of the Day.
Uh-huh.
He also had the Honor Group of the Day, but that's another story. All right, now that we got that out of the way, how did you get into doing voiceovers?
I started when I was 13. I grew up in Toronto, and I did all kinds of acting and TV and film, and most animation people are singers, too. And my agent sent me out for my very first job, which was Hello Kitty, and that was my first thing I did. And then I just kept working consistently and finally moved to L.A., and then everything else really took off. But I've been doing it for a long time.
Yes, you have, and you've done plenty of voices, and we'll get into that later. But let's jump to the Powerpuff Girls. Tell us about your days as Bubbles.
You know, we had so much fun doing that show. It was myself and E.G. Daly and Kathy Cavadini and Tom Kenny, who's also SpongeBob, and
yes.
Tom Kane, who does a lot of animation. We would just sit in the booth and just make fun of each other and laugh. I mean, really, animation is such a fun job. We're just in a studio, you know, reading a script. We go first. They animate to our voices. So we get to be extremely creative and sometimes extremely silly. And it was just such a great camaraderie. And I miss doing that show. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Now, let's go. We're talking with Tara Strong here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What was it like when you first became the voice of Timmy Turner on Fairly Odd Parents?
Well, it was a little bittersweet because the original girl doing the voice actually passed away. And they had done a pilot and I believe 6 or 7 episodes with her, and I was friends with her. And when they brought me in for the audition, I initially actually declined the audition because I was really sad. And they had done the auditions pretty quickly, but it was only because the production was already rolling. And a lot of people were kind of going in and matching her voice, and I said to Butch Hartman, the creator, I can't match her voice. If you want my Timmy Turner, it's going to be completely different. And I said, you know, as a boy, we kind of sound alike anyway, and I kind of did my own thing, and that's what he liked. So it was bittersweet. It turned out to obviously be a great thing because it's such a fun job, and so many people, you know, love the show, grown-ups and kids alike, and
mm-hmm.
So I feel really blessed to have been able to do it.
Including this grown-up. And I think that's a fantastic voice.
Thank you.
Yes. On Fairly Odd Parents, you work with a hilarious actor named Darren Norris. He's mm-hmm. the voice of Cosmo, which mm-hmm. cracks me up when he does Cosmo.
Yeah.
Timmy's dad, and Jorgen Von Strangl.
Yes.
What's it like working with him and the rest of the cast?
Oh, my God. I mean, Fairly Odd Parents is just one of those shows where we're so lucky. We have so much fun. You know, the comedy is very fast-paced, and that's how the recordings go. You know, sometimes you'll be in a session, and the recordings take so long. Some animated sessions go very slowly, particularly for games, because they need to get things like 1,000 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But Fairly Odd Parents just goes so fast, and we just play off each other, and we all love each other, and it's just so much fun.
I can imagine, as I said before, that seems to be my phrase of the day. I can imagine. But anyway, what other voices have you? Well, you're the voice of Batgirl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my director of operations here at WCWP, Joe Manfredi, he is a big Batman fan, and he was surprised to find that out, that you're the voice of Batgirl.
Oh, yeah. That was really exciting when I booked that, because I was fairly new to Los Angeles. And that's my baby in the background, by the way.
Okay, no
that's
problem.
That's one of the
Hi.
Nice things about animation is that I bring them everywhere I go. My 3-year-old runs around Nickelodeon like he owns it. Yeah. You know, I just moved to Los Angeles, and they had the audition for the new Batgirl. And there were a lot of heavy hitters and big celebrities at the audition. And my agent called to say that I booked it. He was just like, oh, my God, you're the Bat. You're the girl. You're the girl that's the Bat. You're Batgirl. That's so excited. So it's fun. It's fun to be part of that because it's such a legacy, you know?
Yes.
And the creators were all telling me, you know, you're our favorite Batgirl ever. So it was really nice.
Mm. We're talking with Tara Strong here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What other voices have you done? And there are plenty, right?
Oh, yeah. My favorite voices, you know, I did a series for Disney called 101 Dalmatians,
mm-hmm.
where I played a chicken that thought she was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
and creatively it was so much fun because any time Spot had a word that started with B, she'd say, nobody listens to me. It's just like this really crazy voice. And sometimes, you know, you get an idea for a character right before the audition, which is what happened there, as well as for Raven on Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went in with my Batgirl voice, which is basically my own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they like the acting very real on those shows instead of over-the-top cartoony. Initially, when they gave me the script for Raven, they also gave me Starfire. And in the character description, it actually says Starfire is an older Bubbles, so I thought, that's the one I'm going to get, because I am older Bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went in for the audition for Raven, they said she's, you know, a demon child. She's part devil and part good woman, and let's go. And I did the audition with my own voice, and I thought, well, kind of sounds like Batgirl, because it's real and it's my own voice, so I'm going to have to give it something else. And as I was leaving, I said to the director, can I try one more thing? And they said, sure. And I said, you know, what if we gave her a little bit of Zelda from Poltergeist? And they really loved that idea. And literally, I'd already left the studio, and I went back in and did it, and that's what booked the job. So you never know. And one of my other favorite jobs was I did the sequel to The Little Mermaid, and I played the mermaid's daughter. And I got to sing with the original, which was such a dream come true. I don't know what little girl didn't want to be the mermaid. But when I was singing in the booth with Jodie Benson, it was very surreal. And I have a lot of fun on a show called Jakers right now on PBS. I play this little Irish duck. You know, I have a lot of fun. My job is just, I'm so blessed.
And you were on Drawn Together on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
That's for the adults listening.
Oh, yeah. You know, when my mother-in-law came to visit me, she came to that session, and I said, I'm just letting you know you're not coming to the Rugrats today. You know, there's very few shows where I actually get to swear and do risque sort of things, being that mostly the stuff I do is for children. So I love doing Drawn Together because it's such a departure from what I normally do.
How did you meet your husband, Craig?
Actually, Craig also does voiceovers. He does primarily commercial campaigns. And we had the same voiceover agent but didn't know each other. And he'd seen me in the lobby once because you used to have to go in for auditions. Now we MP3 mm-hmm. all of our auditions out of our booth in our home. But way back then, 5 years ago, he had to go into the agency. And he had heard me talking to someone about Rugrats. And apparently he asked the receptionist who I was but didn't speak to me. And then a year later, he came over to me at a party that we both happened to be at, and he said, I know you, you're a Rugrat. I said, how did you know that? Because, you know, normally my fans don't really know who I am by my face. And so he remembered that from a year before, and we hit it off right away. We both did, you know, silly voices, and I'd say, did you get that for me? And he said, did you get that for me? So kind of a match made in heaven.
Yes, and kind of like the cartoon couple.
In fact, we were on a red carpet for, I believe it was the Mermaid. It might have been the Powerpuff. No, it was the Mermaid premiere. And the Access Hollywood crew said to my husband, so what's it like to sleep with a mermaid? He's like, well, I also get to do it with a Powerpuff girl and a Rugrat. And a it was a little crazy.
Yes. You remember what reporter that was?
I know it was for Access Hollywood, and I know it never made to air.
Okay. All right. Who knows? It probably wasn't Billy Bush.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't.
Okay. All right. Tell us about Voice Stars.
Voice Stars was started because so many of my fans would say, you know, I love what you do. I would love to get into what you do. How did you get started? And a lot of the fans live out of state. And really, to compete in animation, you know, you have to be in L.A. And so we decided to help create a class that people could kind of figure it out before they made the leap. And it's everything you need to know about getting into animation voiceover from all the top voiceover talent, directors, show creators, SAG representatives, writers. I think that's pretty much it. But, you know, everyone's basic advice on how to get started. And, you know, literally it's a course you can do in your underwear. And then you can submit an audition to be critiqued by myself or one of the agents. And we've actually had a few people get signed by some pretty major agents. And, you know, it's just like what we do when we get a script and how we break down a character. And a lot of people think when you do an animation session, you just walk in and read a script. But there's obviously a lot more to it and need some good acting chops and, you know, need to figure out a little tricks of the trade.
Okay.
So it's voicestarswithaz.com.
Okay, yes, yes. Got to remember that, folks. Voicestars.com.
Yes.
With a Z.
With a Z.
And one final question. What do you hope the future holds for you?
What do I hope the future holds? I really love singing. And that's why I've had so much fun on Drawn Together, because I get to sing pretty songs, even though they might have dirty content.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd really like, my ultimate dream now is to grow old and see my kids grow old, because I have two little boys, and they're so much fun, and I really love that I get to bring them everywhere I go. But I'd love to be able to fit in a Broadway show eventually and get back to some on-camera stuff. I've just been so busy with my voiceover career. It's just so hard to get in auditions. You know, I'll be on between 6 and 10 animated series at a time, and people say, can you make this audition? And I really can't. So in a perfect world, acting-wise, I'd love to fit it all in. It's just, I mean, I'm really happy and I'm really blessed, but, you know, creatively, I'd love to do it all.
Well, we hope it comes to you. Okay, well, Tara, thank you very much for this wonderful interview.
Thanks for having me.
And continued success.
Great.
All right, this has been Tara Strong here on The Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with more music.